I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Either way, that's Reem about that. On to story number two, which is the dogs. I love this audio. Kirby, basically, talking about Glenn Schumann, we spent a lot of time last year. I wasn't sold on Schumann as a DC, you know, after Lanning left for Oregon over the years. But, man, how that defense has evolved. And here's Kirby talking about his DC.
They're getting better. Young kids are growing up. You know, there's a lot of naysayers out there for Schumann and his staff, and they never flinched. They kept getting better, kept growing the players, and they played really well tonight.
We're talking about one team here, Mike, that the head coach has lost the players. You're looking at a Georgia head coach there and a Georgia team that has got his guys dialed in and never lost the players despite, what was it, 8 straight possessions Ole Miss scored touchdowns right on, whatever the number was. He got them to buy in, and ever since they got those 2 stops against Ole Miss, this defense has looked different. It was the difference in the game against Alabama. It was the difference in the game against Georgia Tech. And it was, at one point in the season, Mike, the reason we weren't sure Georgia could win a national championship, that has now changed. And it's been a remarkable turnaround for that side of the ball.
I thought that Kirby knew, and again, he's never going to give the media the satisfaction. You know, talking to the guys that we know from Dog Nation, whether it's Connor Riley or Mike Griffith, Mike and him kind of spar sometimes, and Kirby's never going to give you that satisfaction. But you know, he knows about the Alabama thing, and they talked about it. He said the defense, they had a chip on his shoulder because they did do a great job in the second half, but Bama, of course, beat them in their own building. Here's Kirby on that.
Oh, it was a huge difference. It was the domination on that side of the ball, and a lot of it came with a chip on their shoulder from the last one, and it came on a chip on their shoulder from improving. We told them after that game that there wasn't a lack of execution in that game at home. They outplayed us, they out-executed us, and they probably out-coached us, and we weren't going to let that happen again in terms of the way we played with.
And we know that the guys who had never beaten Alabama was a thing, so much so that, as we said, Kirby brings it up in the locker room, talks about it after beating Bama. I love this.
And think about those players that Drew talked about and had their coaches come talk about. Dylan Bell scores touchdown tonight, huge in the game. Dalen Everett gets interception, huge in the game. And then Cole Spear blocks the punt. And Oscar played well also. And, you know, before he finished, he said, you know, stand up if you've beaten Alabama in a game. And none of them stood up.
So there you go. And I just love it. I mean, it's simple and it's easy. The fans can follow it. There you go. You got an axe to grind. You got that chip on the shoulder you talked about. Go out there and just whip Alabama, which they did. That was great.
And now the question is, at some point, do you have to do it again? Or is your path different? Well, is their path different?
Well, you may see Ole Miss again, which, I mean, the way these brackets are set up, and we're going to dive into that. That's actually story 3, talking about where we go from here. With Georgia sitting pretty, but you know, having Ohio State and Georgia on the same side, don't like that.
Right.
I mean, obviously Indiana earned that right by beating Ohio State head-to-head, so they are number one. But I was kind of hoping that maybe we'd see Ohio State, if Georgia can advance in the championship, they're going to have to knock them off in a semi like they did a couple of years ago at Mercedes-Benz, potentially.
Yeah, look, I'm not sure you would rather have seen Texas Tech than Ohio State, the way the Red Raiders are playing right now. So I was frustrated. If I were Georgia and Kirby Smart, I know you're not going to say this publicly, you should have been the 2 seed. Ohio State should have fallen to 3. I would have made that change just personally. But other than that, the path is the path. I never really complain about who's slate. You're always going to have to roll through someone at some time, whether it's the semis or in the finals. You potentially were always going to meet Ohio State. Just beat them one game earlier.
The thing about the college football playoff, there's things that are beyond the committee's control. The mechanism, the way it's set up, yes. Now we get a rematch of the Ole Miss-Tulane game. I've seen that. Didn't go too well for Tulane. That's in there. You know, James Madison going all the way cross country to get whipped by Oregon? I mean, one guy said to me, what do you do if you are a fan? By the way, congratulations to Coach Mack. Kennesaw State won that bet. Yeah. Hey, that was easy money for the most part. They were in control of that game.
Yeah, and it sounds like he's going to get a nice bump, too.
But, I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to have the James Madisons and the Kennesaw States and everybody and have a tournament? I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to spot teams like somebody from the Ivy League or whatever, like 10 points? And you're going to handicap it like it's a golf match? I mean, have the trophy for the other guys? Because, you know, yes, you have this group of five, and I get it. But you know what it is? And where this started? We were talking about this off the air. Remember when Boise State beat Oklahoma in the Fiesta Bowl? Remember the running back got down on one knee?
Yeah, Ian,
the
Ian Johnson, sure.
Remember that one? That was the one. And then
Statue of Liberty play.
Baylor beat Central Florida beat Baylor. George O'Leary beat Baylor, I think, in the Fiesta Bowl. Central Florida came up to Mercedes-Benz, beat Auburn. You know, and you could argue that, you know, the old joke with SEC teams, well, now we got nothing to play for. That Auburn team looked like it. Central Florida won that game, which was the argument for, and they put up the billboard, national champ.
Yeah, and that was LSU's title that year, right?
And it's just, you have these precedents, but those are the outliers. And that's the thing. Yes, maybe any given Friday, Saturday, Sunday, whenever you play it, a team could perhaps have the upset, but then you've got to go through 3 more games. And if you're Tulane or James Madison, you don't have the depth, Abe, to go against a Big Ten team, a Big 12 team, or an SEC team. It's just not going to work.
Well, you're dealing with a combination of what's great about the college basketball tournament, which is a Cinderella run, but you're also dealing with a field size that's so small that you're leaving out teams that probably could compete for the title. And I think that's ultimately why you're going to see, I don't know when, Mike, but you're going to see a field size increase because I don't think they're going to get away from giving Group of Five teams a chance. And I think we all, unless you're a fan of Oregon or of Ole Miss, I think we're all going to be rooting for that Group of Five team to win. But to your point, not at the expense of some of these other teams that potentially could compete for a title being in. And what happens in college basketball when you get the big upset? It sets up a terrible second or third round matchup. And you're just going to have to deal with that. A team gets blown out in the third round, second round. But, I mean, Mike, we've also seen that in the finals, right? I mean, Georgia beat TCU by 50-something points.
Right.
So, like, I'm not going to point fingers at an opening round blowout when I, just a couple of years ago, had a championship game blowout.
No, I know that there is an argument for those little guys because of those games you and I just talked about, but it just, we know, and that's the worst part. We've seen Tulane play Ole Miss. If you make the regular season part of the playoff, for instance, you know, Florida State.
It's the ACC. We could say it. ACC's fault that we're dealing with
it. The ACC's tiebreakers were so convoluted. We understand that logic that Miami should just be in there being the highest ranked team in the ACC that had 2 losses in conference, and that's simple. It just drives you crazy that we've all the arguments for BYU and like BYU pretty much got whipped. I'm sorry, that's a beatdown. Some would argue, well, the same should be
in Alabama.
The same. I was going to say the same should fly for the Crimson Tide, but it doesn't because they're Alabama. They're a bigger brand, too big to fail, and I made the argument with a bunch of folks. Apologize if you saw me keep talking to folks. It was like every talking head on social media was never bringing up the Florida State defeat. That's part of your body of work. You know, Miami took that first week and beat Notre Dame. Ohio State took that first body of work that week, and they beat Texas. So why somehow does that body of work matter, but Florida State losing to Florida State, Alabama losing to Florida State doesn't? I mean, I know we've devalued the regular season, but it's still part of your resume.
Yeah, and I think, and look, Bama didn't even lose a seed, right? They didn't even drop in the seeding. They were 9 going in, they lost, and they got beat bad, and they were 9 coming out.
And they probably, let's be honest, they moved them up a spot, even though they had, let's be honest, a very lackluster performance in the Iron Bowl. I know it's a 5-win Auburn team. I know it's a rivalry game, but it took some balls. That fourth down play was great. But that's whenever they explained it. You know, they got Juracek, who's the Arkansas AD, who had to take over as the mouthpiece for this thing. They never communicate what they're doing properly. That's why Kirk Herbstreit said on game day, let's cancel the TV show. If you're going to put the thing out there, let people analyze it. But their breakdowns never made any sense. They were talking, well, they got off to a 17-0 lead. Oh, so now we're valuing leads in games? It's the result.
Should we tally the Falcons a win because it was 6-6 at halftime?
Right.
Is that what we're doing?
Well, that's just it. I mean, and they made things even worse. The world's smallest violin for Notre Dame. Notre Dame got by on their reputation and the power of their brand being the, you know, big in the Northeast, huge in the Midwest, the NBC billion-dollar contract. How many years did Brian Kelly seem to get whipped like dogs anytime they got into those the Alabama game in 2012. Everybody knew what they were. Now, Marcus Freeman, credit to him, Abe, did a hell of a job. Did a hell of a job last year. That was a physical team. And again, I'd like to see Notre Dame in this thing. But unfortunately, we've got to know Tulane is in. No, James Madison is in. This thing is broken. Another excuse to go to 16, which will be happening before you know it.
The system is what the system is. We understand that. Notre Dame had a couple of things, because I do believe Notre Dame should have been in. I also believe that if Virginia had won and the ACC had a representative, Notre Dame would be in instead of Miami. I feel strongly about that. But look, you can't sit here and complain if you're Notre Dame. You have had opportunity after opportunity to join a conference. And so not having a conference title game, not having a designated schedule that is compared to common opponents and teams around you, partially your own doing. And you have to live with that. You want to sit here and tell me business-wise they're never going to join a conference because this, that, and the other, it makes sense for them. That's fine. You have to deal with the other side of it, which is you don't have a conference, you're not given a bid, you're watching from home.
And again, for so many years, it made perfect sense to be part of the Big Ten. But again, because they have their own deal, their own television contract, they don't have to do that. But that's the thing with Notre Dame, to sit there and go, well, we've been snubbed, we're going to take our ball and go home. Georgia got knocked out by the one loss in the SEC Championship 2 years ago. They played in the Orange Bowl. Florida State, despite the way they were mistreated by the committee, still played in the game. Granted, 40 guys sat it out, and it was a drubbing. But in the case of the Georgia Bulldogs,
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Kirby used those extra 2 weeks of practice. They come back in. They're in the college football playoff the next year. Now, ultimately, they lost to Notre Dame that year. But Georgia, they've got a culture. To me, it's the ultimate snobby and elitism nonsense why we don't like Notre Dame. Like, their stuff doesn't stink. They don't have to be in a conference. Oh, pshaw, we're not going to compete. Play like a champion today. Quit like a dog today, because that's what Notre Dame did.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.